Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave, so much. It feels so good today. We are experiencing some unbelievable temperatures in Baltimore, and apparently this really nice weather, which we could stand maybe for several months, is going to last through the weekend. Sunday might have some rain, but who cares? It's lovely. Not playing any background music today. Here's why. With Windows 8, and I know that some of you are having your head spin right now when I say that, Windows 8 in conjunction with the home studio that I have right in front of me will not permit me to quickly go back and forth from my intro music to the first song that I intend to play today. So I have to stay at my first song so that I won't look like this ambidextrous woman. Thank God there's no Skype involved. It's visual. So you don't have to see the discomfort that I have to go through sometimes to switch from one song to another. It's okay. It's all good. We're grateful for everything. With that, let us tell you that our guest next hour will be Michael Austin, one of the most awesome voices you'll ever hear, and Thelgen Allen, one of the best trumpeters that you'll ever hear. Both of them have stories. Both of them are very active on the music scene and in community service, which is why they're here today. There's a big show happening in the next several days, and you're going to hear all about it. Very exciting. So is this song from the 70s. Jean-Luc Ponty, Mirage from Enigmatic Ocean. Ow! On Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
absurd how our hearts beat in sync, offbeat, like raindrops, non-stop as if driven by the djembe, played by the hands of our ancestors. Indeed, their spirits run through us, channels for vibrant souls. Yours is brilliant. I feel it distilled, concealed within a spark. Genius, without even thinking, like the mind of a savant. You called, I became the messenger, your expressman. Left an impression, you were stamped to sail, but fear would never let her. I'll address the issue title, return to sender. My heart speaking the words time had to reveal. Still impatient, living in imagination, slave to my free will. If it all was it all worth anything, things shouldn't be hard. We would be what we believe we were meant to be, dreaming beneath stars. If we're feeling lost, we can still be strong, even through the storm. It's because you love me, word is born, there at any cost, steady, never pause, convolutely.
Somewhere there's a nothing, waiting to become something, fighting all the writing, hiding from the lightning. We are in the suburbs, racing to red lights, having close encounters far away.
Thank you.
played that song for a while. Got to play it more often. What an empowering song. Carolyn Malachi with a little help from Javier Starks in the beginning there. Beautiful dreamer. I just had an epiphany over the past couple of days. Sometimes on Facebook, the messages can be overwhelming, and you don't necessarily get them. Here's why. Sometimes when somebody is sending you a message, you see that one, but you don't see the ones that have come at the same time. So it could be days or weeks before you understand that in that space of a couple of minutes, there were two or three other messages that came to you that you've missed. So consequently, I didn't see that Matthew Schell, who produced that song, had sent me a new CD, his Victorious CD. Now, this is going to be a little complicated. Bear with me. Carolyn's song that you just heard is from her Gold CD. Not necessarily recent, but her first CD was called Revenge of the Smart Chicks. I love her. She is totally unique, totally open to all kinds of music. Her voice just lends itself beautifully to different kinds of genres. Well, Matthew and she came together, and this was this beautiful marriage of minds, and he had this idea. He co-wrote the song, Beautiful Dreamer, with Carolyn, and he produced it for her CD and got Javier into the mix, MC, DC-based. He calls himself a lucid dreamer on his Twitter account. So this was beautiful. And then Matt and Trey Ely were on the show, and they were talking about their project, Freedom, which presents, shall we say, a number of different kinds of genres and artists, totally up Carolyn Malachi's alley. And then I got Victorious, which is Matthew Schell, the producer's new CD. If you go to mtsmusic.net, it will explain everything. And what you heard on that second tune for this set was something that he worked with in a whole different kind of vein. It sounded like something that would be world music. It was called Konnichiwa, which means good afternoon in Japan. And Matt Saba was with him on that project, and it just sounded so beautiful. Matt Saba is someone who's also very fascinating, a Berkeley guy, as are so many of the guys and gals that I play on this show, a guitarist and film composer now based in L.A. If you go to mattsaba.com, you'll be able to see the promotional videos he's made. He also likes to do his share of song composing, and he's a fascinating guy. Everybody that falls into that studio that Matthew Schell has in Virginia, there's some kind of magic that comes away from that. You have heard, of course, Arun Shenoy. He's been on the show along with Matt. Ian Cameron is on Victorious, as is more of Javier Starks, Danielle Withers, and just so you know, totally out of the realm of hybrid even, you may have heard on the radio Selena Gomez and a song that she has done called Come and Get It. That particular mix that you hear is done by Matthew Schell and his company. Just so you have the length and breadth of what this young man has done. And he's still a young man. Oh, my gosh. So cool. Jean-Luc Ponty started things off. Woo! From 1977. That was Mirage from Enigmatic Ocean. French violinist extraordinaire also plays Violectra, bells, and grand piano on that particular project. Considered a diamond, this album from the mid-70s. Number one on the Billboard Jazz chart. Jean-Luc will be 71 on the 29th of September. And if you go to his website, you will see a precious little tribute to his great friend George Duke. Here's something I'm going to pass along before we get to the next set, which is very cool. A lot was inspired by the guests today, and you'll hear a lot from them. George Duke, if you have seen any interviews or remember the interview that he did last year on Hybrid Jazz, he made a big deal out of saying that he felt somewhat unworthy to approach Jean-Luc Ponty because he considered him a little bit out of his realm, but he was going to go for it. So he made it a point to correspond with Jean-Luc, who replied to him and said, of course, let's do some collaborating. Let's talk, at least. When you hear Jean-Luc Ponty talk about this, he says that he started his career with George Duke. That's how much love there was for George Duke. So it makes me smile because in all humility, George thought that, geez, should I even want to try to reach out to him? You can hear the thinking process is done. And Jean-Luc, there was absolutely no question that he and George Duke were partners. That's so cool. Yeah. Candy Dolfer has some news, and I'll save it. Let's get to something from a couple of years ago. Crazy is the name of the CD, and Too Close, the name of the track. Michael Austin, Thelgen Allen, next hour on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz.
In my solitude, you haunt me.
In my soul. Oh, that woman just hurt me. She just hurt me. Oh, Lord. Man, I get rushes when I hear Diane Reeves, especially from that CD. George Clooney. It's just not fair that he's gorgeous. He's also a genius. He handpicked every one of those songs from the film that he produced, Good Night and Good Luck. The story about Edward R. Murrow, who was one of the great journalists of all time. 2005 was the year. It was Diane and a cat named Matt Cattingub on sax, Peter Martin on piano, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. Lord, this particular movie, because I'm old, I know this, it was set in New York City in the 50s, and the music reflects that. Now, there are some Clooney critics who would tell you that it was all not necessarily technically perfect for these particular songs to be included in the mix, but it sounded just awesome to me. Solitude. And as someone, I believe it was a critic in AllMusic, said, and this was so important, Diane's greatness on this particular project was that she never oversang. She respected the song so much that she would do the embellishment that was required, but never allowed her ego to get in the way of the song's message. Just beautiful. Listen, you Cali folks, no matter which end you live in, on 9/11, and you know, on 9/11 we have to make sure that we take our mind off the day anyway, at the Hollywood Bowl, there's going to be a George Benson inspirational tour stop. The tribute to Nat King Cole continues, and it will be George Benson and Diane Reeves. Can you imagine? It's just going to be really, very special. And look, if you can do this, go on my Facebook page, go back a few. There is this breathtaking picture, a new promotional pose of Diane Reeves. She looks like a goddess. Whoever the photog was, he or she posed her in a backdrop of flowers, and then she was wearing also a bold ensemble. It just was eye-popping. Her makeup was fabulous. She looks like perfection. Seriously. So happy to see that. Marcus Johnson! It was so nice to be able to play Marcus from Poetically Justified from 2009, that many consider one of his best. Cherish the Journey was the name of the song. Yes, we are all doing that, aren't we, chat room? So nice to see my fave raves in the chat room. Beach, Griselda, Yolanda, Matt, my guests. I know Micah Chevalier. I know Art Mosley is part of that mix. They come and go. So nice. So you know about Marcus Johnson, if you already know that he plays piano quite well, but he is also a lawyer, yes, businessman, CEO, and he also is partnered in a company that sells wonderful wine. Yes, indeed. Isn't that lovely? Flow Wines. So if you ever see one of these events that's a co-sponsorship with Flow Wines, it's actually Marcus. So go make sure you see him at least once along your journey that you cherish. He's going to be at Blues Alley in December, and he's also going to be actually this weekend at the Dauphin County Jazz Fest. Yes, and you can congratulate him on how wonderful you thought the song was that you heard on Hyper Jazz. To start things off, Candy Dulfer and Too Close from the CD Crazy from 2011. First of all, it's Candy's birthday on 9/19. also Micah Chevalier's birthday, and also the day that we're going to celebrate Micah Chevalier's birthday when we see Joe Sample and his Creole Joe band at Ram's Head in Annapolis. So excited! Candy Dolfer, back to that birthday gal. Listen to this. She has a new fashion collection called Mex. Emmett is in money. EXX. And things are going well for her even at this early juncture. It's so exciting. And then this is even more so if you can stand it. Amsterdam, the city that she calls home, is doing something so wonderful in 2014. The Amsterdam WorldCityJazz.com website has more information. Here's what these particular festival, etc. leaders want to do. They want to have jazz in every venue imaginable in Amsterdam all throughout the year. They want to encourage homes to have parties that feature jazz. Of course, Candy is a part of this, and it's on her website as well. How glorious is this? We need to wake up in the States, don't we? And just a little bit about Crazy. The tracks, most of them, were co-written and produced by Prince Board, who had a long association with the Black Eyed Peas, also Katy Perry, Sergio Mendes, and Burt Bacharach. So you're bound to hear some things that are a little bit varied on the CD. It is not your daddy's saxophone record, though. You probably know that. Look, I have a call, and I don't know who this is. I'm just going to find out who it is on the phone. 410 area code. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Who's this?
Michael Austin.
Michael! Oh, you're calling early, aren't you?
Yeah, we want to make sure we was on point because we are real, we real excited to be there because I know we were supposed to call 10 minutes beforehand, but I just wanted to check in and let you know we're waiting.
Well, that is so cool. Well, listen, you don't have to call 10 minutes beforehand. You can call right at the top because actually I'm going to play a Tim Green song, a Michael Austin song, and a Felgen Allen song. So you know what? That's awesome. If you want to just hang out with me for a while, and I'll get back to you in about 5 minutes. Is that cool?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. I love that you called early. You're so excited. Bless your heart.
Yeah, we just want to try to get the word out what's going on and the projects that we're working on. So we're just as excited as you are. But listen, what's going to happen is that I want to call you back because Felgen is down there in the studio, and I want to go down there and check out what he's doing, and then I'll come back up and call you before the show come on.
That is absolutely wonderful. That gives me time to play a Tim Green song and then wait for you. It's going to time out perfectly.
I'll wait until after that, and then I'll call you right when we get to the end of that song.
Okay, that's awesome, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you. We're looking forward to talking to you.
And the same here. Thanks so much. Yay.
Okay.
I'll see ya.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ah, that's so cool. Yay. Michael Austin, he'll be back with us shortly, along with Felgen Allen. And we're going to be talking about Tim Green because Tim is part of this beautiful community-involved event that's going to be happening in our region in the next several days. But I wanted to play a few more songs, and I have Griselda in mind. Have to repay a little favor by playing one of her favorite songs. Here we go from 1979. This is Herb Alpert and Rise. Thank you. have mercy. You are about to get told three reasons why it is such a pleasure to be living in Baltimore at this moment in time. You just heard one. Tim Green, woo, from Songs from This Season. This is one of those cats, no joke. He elicits in many people at this point a tremble or two in their vocal cords because we just know that he's not going to be here too much longer. He's just that phenomenal. I can't even say it because he's got some of the best folks on Songs from This Season ever. What you just heard was a composition called Peace, and we're all about that this hour. Tim Green, one reason, couple of other reasons we have on the phone. It's just so nice to be able to say that beautiful people who are involved in music also feel the need to give back because they realize how blessed they have been. Sometimes it happens that some along their journey don't necessarily feel blessed, but when you can turn that corner and turn it around to make sure that you know that other people get the blessing, that's an amazing person. Michael Austin, honest to God, is a walking miracle. I'm so proud to know him. One of the best voices ever on this planet or any other. And Thelgen Allen is another one of those scary, scary people who's so talented on the trumpet that people hush when he comes up on stage. Oh, there's Thelgen Allen. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know he was going to be here. I didn't either. This is how it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Austin and Thelgen Allen.
Hey,
hey, you. How are you?
Hey, we here.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Oh, okay,
yeah,
I don't know what...
It just seemed as though we was cutting off and on, but we're here hanging out with you.
Okay. You know what? Maybe we're getting the echo because something needs to get turned down. And that's okay. We'll fix that momentarily. I'm just so glad that you're both here. Yay!
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm hanging out here with Mike. I'm glad to be here talking about the organization and everything and the concert coming up.
Yeah.
Well, look. You know what? I've got to ask you first thing because both of you must assume that I know how you two got to be friends. I have no idea. I was so happy, Michael, when you called me in the past couple of weeks to say hey, and then we got plans going for the show. And then you said that Thelgen's in the background. I'm going, oh, how cool is that? How did that happen where you two made the connection?
Well, I was looking for someone to play trumpet, and a couple of friends of mine, I think it was Craig Austin, had said, well, I know this trumpet player who went to Peabody named Thelgen. And I said, well, hook me up with him. And it was difficult because he was always on the run and always out of town playing with other bands. And but one night I had the fortune enough to hang out with him and check him out playing. And I asked him, along with James Johnson, who produced my CD, would he play on my CD? And he said, yeah, I'll play on it. And he did a wonderful job throughout the CD. And we've been hanging out ever since. So we've been doing a lot of music. And we decided to do this show, you know, to showcase a lot of the talent in Baltimore City. And as you spoke of from the beginning about Tim Green, it's just an honor to be on stage with a guy of his caliber and to have an opportunity to play with along with him and Thelgen and all the other young guys that I'll be performing with on that particular night. And I'm just looking forward to it.
Well, Thelgen, you know what? I'm just so tickled because you're a young guy and you are looked up to in so many ways you probably don't even know it because Universal Language is just one of those CDs. man, it's like all the inspiration that you got as a really young guy, and Clifford Brown, of course, comes to mind because we had talked about this when you did the show earlier last year. This is so crazy. The CD has taken a life of its own because you're incorporating all the music that you felt when you were coming up. So it's a combination of old and new school. It's just fabulous. So, you know, to know that you are also getting excited by being involved in this community effort to help young kids, I could almost cry thinking about that.
I just want to give back. I remember coming up and I was in different programs like the Zuki Ear Training and a jazz program at Coppin State and different things like that. And I remember how that affected my life and helped me get to where I'm at today. So I definitely, if, you know, I have the time so I can, I'm able to give back and I'm looking forward to seeing kids grow.
That is so awesome. Michael, you must be smiling because you and I both don't necessarily believe in coincidences. To have found Thelgen and for Craig to pass along the name to you and to get to know him, I mean, this is absolutely serendipity. It's supposed to be, isn't it?
Yes, because, like you said, there is no coincidence. And, you know, I'm into music real heavy. And I like to be around people that I can learn from. It doesn't matter what age, what color. The fact that you're into music, is you're going to always be my friend and draw my interest. And when I heard him play, such a young guy, and the way he was expressing his and how he was improvising through those chords, you know, it just seemed as though he have an old soul, but he's a young man. And
yes.
So when we got together, I talked to him about my organization, Indies Together Development, and how I was looking for some young guys to get involved and start teaching at-risk kids to get involved into music, and hopefully we can continue to deter them from dropping out of school but getting more involved in education. And he jumped right on it. What we're going to be doing in the near future is implementing a music program at the Downtown Culture Arts Center, 401 Howard Street. And Thelgen, along with a lot of other musicians, will be coming in periodically teaching music theory and composition. And so we're in the process of getting that off the ground and making that happen. The show that we're doing on September the 13th, the proceeds from that show will go toward creating a band. We're going to buy instruments for the kids and have them come in, and we're going to try to create a big band, a jazz band, and all kinds of bands. So we just want to be able to express, you know, our blessings along to the kids and hope that they will be able to get involved into the arts and hopefully they can become productive citizens.
That is so bloody amazing. Oh, my gosh. Do you know how many cities across the U.S. would love to hear about this? And even in D.C., you probably are both aware, maybe not, but there is an organization that was basically birthed from the late Diane Granger, who was 26 when she passed away far too early, but it's not our right to say. Diane wanted to do much of what you are speaking of right now, Michael, and she actually went out into the streets in Baltimore and D.C. and wanted to get these underserved kids instruments in their hands. So at least she knew that when they went along in life, if they had a musical instrument in their hand, that meant peace and possibly sanity for them. If they had nothing else, she wanted to make sure that the go-to place for them when times got tough were instruments. And lest we go any further in this little story that you have, because we're going to hear more about this September 13th event, which is phenomenal, starring Craig and Tim and Thelgen and you. If you don't mind, Michael, let me please mention to folks who are just hearing about you for the first time that because of your particular challenge in your life, you didn't have to do any of this. You could have very easily decided that you didn't want to have anything more to do with society because you were incarcerated erroneously for over 20 years. You came out of that situation and you decided that you were going to be your own life story and not anything else. How is it that you got to that realization?
I came to that realization when so many people rallied around me to help me get out of prison, and I realized how important it is to give back. I realized that the organization Centurion Ministry in Princeton, New Jersey, when they put all their time, energy, and effort to work to actually believe in my innocence and then begin to work toward gathering enough information to demonstrate that I was actually an innocent man, that had a very profound effect on my life for the rest of my life. I knew then that what I had to do is what they did for me, reach out to people who need help. But I think the biggest part about this is when I went to Durban, South Africa, and when I met a young man named Tom Hood, who was a surfer, and he inspired me to come back home and create this organization. And, you know, and a lot of the things he had taught me, one of the things he had said is, it is not the duration of your life, but the donation you make to life that really counts. And I want to be able, and I want to be able to make my donation to life, because I want to be able to create a situation where kids begin to understand their own value and begin to understand how productive they can be if given an opportunity.
That's so amazing. Tell me the quote again that Tom shared with you. What did he say? It's not the duration of your life, but the donation that you give back?
Exactly.
Wow. That's beautiful. And Thelgen, when you came into the scene, when Craig and Alston and you were talking about Michael, what was it that struck you about Michael that enabled you to understand that you wanted to continue a partnership like this? Was it like a light bulb moment for you when you had the conversation with Michael about what he had in mind? Tell me about that.
Well, besides the golden voice, you know, and he told me about the program, and I just realized how I remember how I came up in different programs, how that affected my life. So I said, man, I definitely want to be a part. And he said, like, I could also start a big band down there. I said, man, you got to put me down. You got to put me down, you know, so.
Wow. I love that. It's just so amazing, too, that you have the caliber of people at this particular event on the 13th. Did Tim Green, was it an easy sell for him to get involved in this or what? This is awesome.
It was pretty easy. I told him what it was about, and he said, no problem. I called him, and he said, man, I'd love to be a part. He just can't wait to play. You know, that he just loves to play, and it was a plus. It was a benefit and a fundraiser for kids, you know.
Oh, yeah, man, because he just had one. So, of course, he's thinking about, you know, the future of his little guy. And Baltimore, gosh, you're all hometown heroes now. It's just crazy to think about the possibilities of this music education. Can you see down the road how this is going to flourish? Because I can.
I definitely can.
Man.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I want you to talk. You're the guest.
What I was going to say is that when I reached out to Thelgen, when I reached out to Anthony Jenkins, who we call Blue, and I said, listen, we need to be doing something. And these guys live music. That's what they do. That's what they love.
Yeah.
They breathe it 24/7. And those are the type of guys I want to be around, because that's where I get my energy from. I get my energy from listening to them play and their creativity and how they're improvising through, you know, through their music, because that's what I'll be listening for. You know, but what I want to say is this. We just want the community to get involved in what we are trying to start. It's a lot of people that's doing a lot of good work out there. And what I want to see is that the guys who are still in Baltimore to utilize that time to try to give back, even though this is what they do to pay rent. They want to take time out to do something that we all need to do, just give back to the community. And so that's where we are right now. We just want the community to get involved. If you have instruments that you might want to donate, you can call me at 410-504-4512, because that instrument will go toward a kid, and it can also be a tax write-off. So we're just looking for people to try to visualize a group of young black kids playing in a big band, or a group of young black kids, young men and women, playing instruments and hanging in a safe haven that's going to allow them to flourish and become productive. That's our primary aim.
And their communities for change.
Yeah.
A positive outlook on life now.
Yeah.
Wait, say that again, Salgin.
I said beyond the music, it'll affect their communities as well, because they'll have a positive outlook on things, and that'll just spread, you know.
Oh, yeah. Look, simply for the fact that these kids have a safe haven to go to after school, to actually want to get through school so that they know the time factor is there, where after school they can take part in this. Oh, that's huge. Huge.
Yeah, but the huge thing is to have people such as yourself in the community that has a voice and allow us to reach out and try to solicit as much support as we can, but without your concern in terms of what our goals and objective are, and that is allowing us to be on a radio show, our efforts will be less in terms of getting things done. So we want to let you know how much we appreciate the opportunity to not only talk about the show that we're going to do, but to also allow the community to understand how serious we are about creating a music program that's going to last, you know. So that's where we at, and we want to try to keep it going over and over. And we want to thank you for our opportunity to get the word out about what we're, you know, not attempting to do, but what we are going to do.
Oh, Michael, look, you don't know what kind of a pleasure and an honor it is to be able to do this. I mean, this is part of the reason why I wanted to have this kind of radio show, where nobody was looking over my shoulder to tell me what I could or could not say. This is such a priority, because we could talk for days about the lack of music education in the schools, and it, you know, if you've heard the show at all, or any show pertaining to music, you know that it was just taken for granted for a while that when the stars that we look up to, the people who have household names, those that we revere in jazz or otherwise, were coming up in school, they could go into their grade school classroom and pick out an instrument, because that's what they would play after their classes were done. They would stay after school. They would play the instrument. It was a no-brainer. And now these kids don't have that. So for both of you to be involved in making sure that happens again for kids who are, and this is the expression to use, underserved kids. We're not talking about the kids in the suburbs who have everything handed to them. We're talking about kids who would never have a leg up unless it was you two going to bat for them. So thank you. That's a blessing.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate it.
The honor to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's like, you know, we just trying to do what we think that we can do to make a difference in a way that will enhance someone's life. And if all it takes for me to do is to give up a few hours of my day, and I'm in the process of doing that, it's going to help somebody. It's going to make me feel good at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. And look, don't be shy about reaching out to folks who can help you. And this is odd, because I wouldn't have necessarily thought about this, but right before Felgen, you and Michael came to give the call to be waiting for me to get in touch with you via this means, I was playing Herb Alpert and Rise. Now, people don't necessarily know this about Herb Alpert, but you two need to know this for sure. He is one of the great philanthropists that we have in the United States. He has done so much to enable kids. Uh-oh, I see, hear the echo again. Okay. I hear it again. Ooh, that. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh,
did you just turn?
No, I thought we had lost you. Somebody was trying to call me.
Oh, that was what it was. Okay, yeah, that probably does happen when a call is trying to break through, the echo happens. But anyway, the Herb Alpert Foundation would be a great source for you to consider contacting, because I'll bet you that staffers there would embrace the idea that you have for this monumental scenario that you want to do, because it's going to get more and more work-related, and there's going to be some blood, sweat, and tears involved in this, but it's going to be such a high, especially if you get help. Honestly, make sure you try to reach out to them, and as time goes on, let's make sure that we stay in contact so that if there's other people that come my way in terms of guests on the air who want to do something like this, you all need to network, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, most definitely. But look, let me say this. Fortunately, I am the director at the Downtown Cultural Arts Center in terms of the music on Friday.
Oh, great.
So every once a month, I'm allowed to have a happy hour jazz, smooth jazz. But I'm using that vehicle also to have people come in on that day. We might not have alcohol, but we're going to have an atmosphere where you'll come in and do some socializing and network and listen to some good jazz and just hang out and get involved in the music program and the other program that exists down there. So I just want to put that out there, that we will be having smooth jazz once a month for right now at the Downtown Cultural Arts Center, which means you'll be able to come in and socialize and just sit back and listen to some good jazz. We're going to have Tim Green and a lot of other people still coming through, and we want to try to bring some good jazz back downtown.
Well, this is good, and you can smack me if you want after I say this. It doesn't necessarily have to be smooth. you just mentioned Tim Green, and we've got Felgen with us. So it can be all kinds of jazz, actually. Can it, Michael?
Yeah, I mean, any kind of jazz. I'll just say jazz. I won't be smooth.
Thank you.
Because you know I'm smooth.
Well, okay. It's just the word, you know, because you're as...
Let me rephrase that. We will have jazz. We will have a happy hour jazz at the Downtown Culture Arts Center once a month, 401 Howard Street. And if you want to get involved in some very, very interesting jazz, we really hope you come down and be a part of it.
Well, let me say this as an addendum. You are as smooth as a cool drink in the midst of July, and we're about to hear how smooth you are. So in that context, I love that word. let us please play a song. And Felgen, we're going to do something special with you too, because since you are such young blood, and it just is so exciting to hear you play that trumpet, I want to play you a little bit later and juxtapose what you've done on Universal Language against something that was done in the 1960s. So that's just one of the highs of this show. But, Michael, let's turn our attention to this song. Ladies, I want you to take note. The name of this song is Love You All Over. Excuse me. So, would you care to... What?
Love you all over. What other way to love a woman?
Lord, have mercy.
What other way to love a woman, love her all over?
Yeah, it's a good doggone thing. We can't see the visual here. okay. We're going to tell folks where they can get a hold of this music and more information about the organization that you founded with absolute love. But let's just play the song first, okay?
Okay.
Michael Austin, love you all over on Hybrid Jazz. All right, now, behave yourself.
Unexpectedly, heaven above must have known I needed someone to love. Came into my life, girl, turned my world upside down. I never knew that someone could love me for me. And it's you, baby, baby. I give my heart and soul to you. I want the world to know, hey baby, no other woman, not in this world, no other woman can love me like you. I'm gonna love you.
It's a public service that I have just passed out towels in the chat room to all the ladies that are standing by.
Yeah, listen, yeah. That song, I mean, you know, as a man, and I can't,
careful.
Only way I think about woman is you, when you love a woman, you want her to be fulfilled and complete. And that's the way I want to feel, so I just have to share love to receive love back.
Well, God bless your heart in more ways than one. And look, even with that song, you were maybe thinking about this, maybe not, but you finished singing, and there's an interesting little bed that followed, a musical bed, so that folks had time to get busy after they heard you sing. Oh, you are a trip, Michael. Oh, my God. Woo, Lord, that was good. Yeah.
Trish, what I want everybody to do is come down and enjoy this good music. I'm telling you, I don't know how to say it. And I also want to say this. Because this is a fundraiser, because we're trying to sell all of our tickets, it's only going to be $15 when you get there. We're not going to raise it to $20. It's still going to be $15 when you get there so we can sell the tickets, because we're serious about trying to get a set of drums and a keyboard. So that's what we're trying
to
get now. So you, when you come in, this ticket's only going to be $15, not $20. So we want to try to get as many people in. And I'm telling you, you're going to have a good time. We're going to have a light buffet and cash bar. And the atmosphere is going to be great. So we want you to come.
Oh, that's great.
And this is for a good cause. And we just want you to come down and enjoy the Culture Center. And I want to mention the owner. His name is Rennie Bass. And what he's doing is he's inspiring me, because he's a real strictly community guy. And he's trying to have a lot of people to come in and try to implement programs for the kids in there. And that's what he's focused on, trying to get people to come to the center and help implement programs that's going to help us to get a lot of kids involved in programs. So if you're interested, I have a number that you can call for the Downtown Culture Center, and it's 410-837-2787. And call the center. And if you want to talk to someone, someone will talk to you about your program, because we're looking forward to having people to really get involved into this music program. We have dance, and we have drama, and we have all the things that I think will possibly make these kids, shape these kids into productive citizens. And so that's where we're at. So we want you to come down and get involved if you can. The number again is 410-837-2787. And if you want to talk to me, you can call 410-504-4512. If you want to go to my website, it's www.inthis2getherecom.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned
public
that. That's
Hello.
Yeah. Absolutely, it's a public service in a couple of different ways. I'm glad you mentioned the website. I want folks to be able to support you and your music, and Felgen, I want folks to support you and your music, because honestly, the focal point of this particular show, Hybrid Jazz, is making sure that those who are interested in giving back get the priority first. So Felgen, tell folks where they can get a hold of Universal Language from you.
You can pick up Universal Language. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon, CD Baby, and all the live shows that I play. I have CDs available.
That's cool. That's cool. And is the next live show that you're going to do, is that going to be on the 13th?
That is the next live show. I have a couple other live shows, but that's the next live show you can get to see.
Okay. That's awesome.
And we also have a show coming up September 21st at the Waverly Jazz Festival. And I'm also playing at the Reservoir Hill Festival that same day, earlier, around 12:30.
Wow. I didn't know that these two were in existence. So So give locations for those folks.
Called me up about 3 weeks ago about it and let me know that the Reservoir Hill Festival and Mike, I'm playing with Mike Austin the 21st at the Waverly Festival.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Woo! I am so glad. Do you both feel as though there are more events, more gigs opening up? I see it. Am I wrong?
I think a lot of people is coming back to Baltimore, and I think they want to hear live music. They want to hear live jazz, and I think this is a good time for musicians. It's just that we just have to continue to stay out there so they can really see and hear some of the music that's going on in town. So I think that's what's going on, and it's good for us to be in a position where people are beginning to get interested in music, and a lot of people are coming back downtown again.
Yeah, yeah. That's really remarkable because it just the report yesterday that I heard was that all of a sudden car sales are exploding. And then there is the added element where people are starting to get jobs. So when that happens, it naturally affects other kinds of scenarios, which is that somebody can now not even take a breath. It's easier for folks to be able to buy tickets. And what you just said about $15, Michael Felgen, that's nothing for the caliber of talent that you have on the 13th of September. People shouldn't even think twice about $15. That's a beautiful price. You are getting Craig, you're getting Felgen, you're getting you, Michael, and then Tim Green. Oh, no-brainer. It's just an incredible night. And look, either one of you, tell me about this place, because I'm not familiar. This is a new venue to hear music.
Well, it's the old Federal and Savings Loan Bank. It's right there on the corner of Marbury and Howard, right across the street from the Planned Parenthood building on Marbury and Howard. And
wow.
It's been converted from a bank until a cultural center where we have artists on resident artists there. I'm a resident musician there, and we have a resident dancer there. We get ready to do the Nutcracker for Christmas down there.
So
we're going to be selling tickets for that. And downstairs is the big ballroom, and we have a ballroom upstairs, and those rooms are converted into classroom during class time. So it's an atmosphere that's relatively new, but it's an atmosphere that I think is needed in that particular area because it gives kids an opportunity to come downtown and really get involved in some of the cultural art that we're trying to present.
I am so glad that you took that trip to Durban, South Africa, Michael.
I'm telling you. Listen, it's, the trip to Durban is a trip that it was a journey that I really needed. And after being there, then I stayed there for 21 days, and I realized when they said it takes a village. When they say that in Africa, that's what they really mean.
Yeah.
So, and when they say that, they mean it from the bottom of their soul. So, and I felt that. I felt what they was feeling when they go into community and just work, and they don't ask for no pay. They just want to be a part of the community and make the community livable. And a community with a lot of love and respect. And that can happen here. It would take, a village, a community to be able to, to accomplish that. And you have to be consistent, and it's going to take years. But I believe it can happen, but we have to start with this generation here and try to get these kids and our youth involved in programs, for the purpose of trying to shape them to the point of them understanding their own self-worth. And to get them to understand the value of life and how much fun life really is. So it's just going to take a lot of adults and a lot of, people to push that theme in order for us to be able to get the kids to understand what the future might hold for them.
You know what? You raise an interesting few thoughts. And this might be beneficial to say this at this particular juncture. I know it will be. there was a story on Facebook, and this is one of the positive aspects about Facebook. There are lots of negatives, but I don't want to dwell on them. The positive is that we can all feed on wisdom that we find in other people and in other cultures, things that we wouldn't ordinarily know in our day-to-day living. And here's one. There was a story about one of these missionaries or a humanitarian, someone of that nature, who went over to a country in Africa, and he was overseeing some kids. And he said, this might be fun to do. So he wanted to make sure that they were involved in play. And he got a big bowl of fruit, and he put it in a particular area, and it was in sight. He gathered all the kids, maybe there were 12 or 15, and all of the kids could see that big reward that was maybe 50 yards away. And he said, look, I want you to do this so you can get involved in some exercise and we can have some fun. The first kid to get to that bowl of fruit gets all of it. And guess what the kids did? They held hands and they all ran together because no one is going to be left out.
And see, and that's you know, that's basically what we've basically been talking about, having our kids to understand how important it is to share and to respect one another and to work together, because if you do, you're going to get a lot more done.
Absolutely.
And that's basically the aim, to trying to get the kids to understand that no person is an island. You're going to always need someone to be able to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. You're going to need someone. So you have to be open enough to let that, you know, let that positive force come in too, so it can help you and you can help others. So, and that's what
yep.
and that's what we trying to do through the music, you know, because music is something that it's going to make you disciplined, because you're going to have to practice scales, you're going to have to understand chords, triads, you're going to have to understand the notes, the staff. So, you know, reading that and putting all that together is something that really disciplines a kid, especially when they start practicing. And when all that start connecting, then you start providing a positive reinforcement, reassure them that you can play that C major scale, you can play that chord, or you can improvise, you know, give them that positive reinforcement to make them believe that they can accomplish it. So that's where we at. That's basically where we just want to use, you know, the four-letter word, L-O-V-E. That's it.
Yep. And you know what? The whole music scenario, not only is it beneficial to further your understanding about math, that's the beauty of learning music too, but also this is such a cool thought. In really listening to someone else, you find yourself. So it's like a Mother Teresa kind of ideology, you know, or going back even further than Mother Teresa, but in really learning to want to find out who you are, you suddenly find your purpose. It's a beautiful thing, Michael. God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Our journey never ends. You know, your journey never ends. You can never sit back and say, I've learned enough, so I'm going to chill. You can never say that, because you become dormant, and life is about living and enjoying, you know, the essence of life. And so, you know, the journey is going to always be going on, and the more knowledge we have, the more we're able to share.
You are absolutely correct, and I love the fact that, man, you're living in this particular time. How exciting is it to be living now, as opposed to, you know, 200 years ago or 50 years into the future? Right now is where you can absolutely make a difference. So this is phenomenal. Once again, Michael, tell us the website where we can go, because In This Together is important. This is your company. But it actually, to get there, it's In This number 2 and then together.
G-E-T-H-E-R. Instead of putting T-O, put the number 2.
Exactly. Okay.
www.inthis2getr.com.
And I have written down the numbers here, and I'm going to make sure that I say them again, because the Cultural Center, that number is 410-837-2787.
Right.
And your number is 410-504-4512.
Correct.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, Thelgen, let me find out from you, because the buzz about universal language is strong. And lest anybody walk away from this program and not hear about the inspiration for this CD, I don't want that to happen. I want you to explain what you mean, I think I know, by universal language. But what was the inspiration for this? And how important is it for you to make sure young people hear your music?
Universal language, that came about just about music. Music is the only language that you can go across the seas and, you know, and we all play a song and we all play it in a jam session, play maybe Straight Note Chaser, and we all know that song. You know, but it might be a language barrier that we won't be able to communicate to each other. And this language, music breaks through a lot of, you know, it helps people through their problems. And people like to come home after a long day and just listen to that music, and that's just a language that people can get with. And let me see, how young people, they need to. I don't say they need to. I would want my music to affect them and make them. I want them to realize that it's a history. It's almost a history lesson in my music. I'm taking it back and taking it to today. You know, I'm giving you a lesson in back in bebop. It's some hip hop stuff in there. It's some things on there. R&B stuff on there. It's just a wide variety of things on that people can pick up and grasp upon, and don't have to just realize it's one style that I'm sticking to. And not, even though I love jazz over everything else, I just realize that I live in a time where all the music is relevant, and you know, I do enjoy all of it. So,
well, you know what? You're absolutely on the money. You can't deny what influences have been through the years when you were listening to music. I mean, this is what Robert Glasper is doing, and he won't accept anything else. He won't accept dictation to him about what music is supposed to sound like. And actually, when I knew that you were going to be on the show, it was inspiring for me to dig back, because there's a particular track on Universal Language that I gravitate to, because it's just one of those songs that pops anyway, but the name of the song pops too. So, because Joe Sample is coming to the area very soon, I went back to 1961, the debut of the Jazz Crusaders. Now, you know that Joe Sample had in mind back then that although he grew up listening to what some label as traditional jazz, he wanted to incorporate other elements that were relevant to him. So he's got a combination of bop and a soulful jazz involved in that debut project. So it's a history lesson that keeps on going. Thelgen, you know.
Exactly.
It's beautiful. It's why we call the doggone show Hybrid, okay? I'm so tickled that both of you had the time. Bless your heart. Let's let's get the details one more time. September 13th is the date. And how is it going to play out, Michael?
It's going to play out September the 13th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., 401 North Howard Street. Free parking is on Franklin and Park Avenue. We have cash bar, light buffet, and an atmosphere that's going to really generate a total positiveness within your soul. It's an opportunity for us to donate money for the purpose of creating a music program for at-risk kids throughout our schools. And it's an opportunity for you to come down and listen to some real jazz and just enjoy the atmosphere and just get involved in the Downtown Culture Arts Center, which is a place we want you to be a part of. So once again, if you want to contact me, you can call me at 410-504-4512. If you want to contact anyone at the Downtown Culture Arts Center, you can call 410-837-2784. We're looking forward to seeing you come down. And because of us trying to sell all the tickets, tickets will only be $15, and you're going to get a wealth of music for $15. So we're looking forward for you to come down.
Oh, seriously, this is going to be one of those nights to remember. And as Maya Angelou says, leave your negativity at the door because you ain't going to be allowed in if you bring it in.
We're going to have a lot of fun on September the 13th.
Absolutely, and I'm just tickled to be able to make sure that I am there. I want to be so much there with all of you because if there's anything I can do in the way of furthering this, use me, Michael, honestly.
Well, you remember you promised to you and Thelz are going to introduce Tim Green.
That does not hurt my feelings at all. That is just fine with me because Tim and I, unbelievably, have never met. And this is long overdue. He was on the show on Valentine's Day this past year, and he was just awesome, very generous with his time, as you two have been. And if anybody goes to his website, you are going to see that Tim Green is involved in a lot of projects suddenly because he's not a secret anymore. He's going to not be with us for too much longer, so you better get to see him now because next time tickets ain't going to be $15.
Yeah, but see, but listen, he's playing on number two song on my CD, and I think he's playing on number six on my CD. Those are the two songs that Tim Green is playing on my CD.
And we can get your CD also at CD Baby and Amazon, Michael. Will you clarify that?
And the same, yeah, and iTunes.
And
Amazon,
that's
CD Baby and iTunes. The name of the CD
is wonderful.
The name of the CD is I Just Want to Love You, Michael Austin.
Yeah, that's some kind of title. Oh, Michael, nobody's going to remember that. I just want to love you. Okay. All right. Felgen, we're going to sort of trail out here with Freedom, which is one of my favorite songs on Universal Language. You want to explain that little inspiration for us?
I just thought of just a feeling of being free, you know, just accomplishing everything and just having nothing on your back and just being totally free and just enjoying that feeling of being free. So that's where that one came from.
Well, that's sufficient. That's just everything. So everybody's going to have their own interpretation of what freedom means to them. That's awesome. Great. I'll see you both on the 13th. God bless you for this.
I see.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure and my honor. And we'll be chatting in the meantime, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will. And I will. We plan on taking you up on helping us sell these tickets and get people down at the Downtown Culture Arts Center. So I'll be contacting you soon. If you can help us, we would really, really appreciate it.
It is absolutely mandatory for me to do that. I will be glad to do that, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy this beautiful weather. We're going to get things done.
Yes, and you do the same.
I will. Thank you, Felgen. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Let's play this song. Felgen Allen on trumpet. Freedom. From Universal Language.
Thank you.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
But
That's all I got. I love that song. Oh, yes. There was some undue pressure on the part for Tracy to sing that song on her CD, This Is My Life, which is phenomenal. Tracy Hamlins, who I'm talking about, one of her husband Nat's favorite songs because he's a New Orleans man. Hey, Pocky Way. Hold that thought. Tracy's going to be at the Carlisle Club this Sunday in Alexandria, Virginia. Among other things, she's going to have her exclusive premiere of her video for her single. Ooh! Carlisle Club is very posh, and Tracy always has a very together band. Saw her at Bethesda Blues and Jazz a month or so ago. Oh, Lord, it was hot. And it's going to be even hotter this time around because there's going to be a lot of people who will be converging, family and friends, to see Tracy. And Sunday night, it's just so cool, like early-ish Sunday night. So then you have time to do your thing and get ready for the week ahead. So TracyHamlin.com has more information. And I'm not saying this is a promise, but if she should go into that song while she's there, do not be surprised to see varying people in masks with hats on, led by Nat Landry. That's all I'm going to say, okay? I'm not going to say any more. We heard from the Jazz Crusaders, 1961. Man, Freedom Sound. That was the debut. The first album, Joe Sample on piano, on trombone, Wayne Henderson. Wilton Felder on tenor sax. Styx Hooper on the drums. And guesting, Jimmy Bond on bass and Roy Gaines on guitar. Just beautiful stuff. Jazz Crusaders. Honey, Pacific Jazz made a lot of money from those folks back in the day because that was the start of a long relationship with them. And let me tell you something. We have to make mention that the Creole Joe Band, we just heard Hey Pocky Way, all right? Joe Sample has been waiting to make a song about his roots, a song or two or three or four. So he's got this beautiful new package, far, far different than anything you would imagine from Joe Sample. The Creole Joe Band featuring Joe Sample, Ray Parker Jr., and C.J. Chenier at Ramshead on the 19th of September. That's Micah Chevalier's birthday, and as you know, we're talking about the Creole girl. So guess where Micah and I are going to be on her birthday? With Joe and the Creole Band. It's just going to be awesome. You better get your tickets, because this is going to be a sizable little party. Joy Hall from Cool Jazz Conversations is going to be there. Some folks that we have never met that are Facebook friends, including Art Mosley. I am so happy to hear that. It's just going to be wild. So please, if you're in the region, mark that date down on your calendars, September 19th. And we also heard from Felgen Allen. The name of that song was Freedom. Had to have freedom next to Freedom Sound. Don't you think that was a good idea? Felgen Allen and Universal Language, which you can pick up CD Baby or iTunes or Amazon. Felgen and Michael Austin, just wonderful guests, and they are going to be part of this beautiful party happening on September 13th. If you need more information, contact me through Facebook, all right? Or Twitter, too. You can do that. Ron Carter, we're going to play the Golden Striker Trio right now on Hybrid Jazz. Do enjoy. Thank you.
let my soul belong to you. Ball and chain, ball and chain. For the rest of my life, I'm your prisoner. Might as well be ball and chain. Like a beast who can't be tamed, or a ticket with no claim. Just to know the pain, to know the pain. Meet me in the heather, over by the crag. Paul and chain, Paul and chain. To the rose and the thorn, I must raise my glass in a toast to be the first. It's a blessing and a curse. Will I write my second verse before my thank you.
Wow. Man, let me say this. What you just heard was a track from George Duke's Dreamweaver CD. Phew, this imagery is so strong now. That was Tina Marie. And Tina Marie and George had this kind of relationship. Ball and Chain, the name of that song, it was cut for her Congo Square CD, but she shelved it because she wanted it for a later collaboration with George. So how odd is it that this song would be included on George's last CD? So strong, so strong. And now, you know, I picture them in heaven. I really do. I see them a lot in my mind's eye because some of us missed Tina so much. It's been a few years now, and with that open wound that is still George's passing, woo, to think of them together and doing some collaborations up there, it's a sweet thought. It's comforting. Kamasi Washington on sax. On trumpet, Michael Patches Stewart. Something sweet, isn't it? And George on those keyboards. We will never see the likes of him again. That's for sure. Beautiful song. Oh, my, that was sweet. We heard, too, and let me tell you, so strong was the response for Kevin Tony's Kings, the second song in that set, that Yolanda Bell raised her head from her pillow. Bless her heart. She's in Cali, and she's got a cold, and she's laying down listening to hybrid jazz, and she got up when she heard Kevin Tony, as a few of us do from time to time. So beautiful, from Lovescape back in 1994. Man, that's something, isn't it, to consider? Whew. Two-time nominated for a Grammy, but a winner always in our hearts. Such a beautiful tune. So you know, folks in this region, Kevin's going to be at Blues Alley on the 10th. Yeah, you might want to check that out. And please check out his new American Suite, because it's really unbelievable music. Hands down, across the board, anybody that has reviewed it has loved his new work. And he just got this whole new lease on life, honestly, when he wrote the book, The Virtuous Man, Breaking the Men's Code. Man, it was so wonderful to have him on the show talking about that book, and I am so appreciative to him, because a lot of this bullshiggity that men have learned for years got thrown out the window when he wrote that book. He is very special and very courageous. Love him. RonCarter.net has all the information you need to know about Ron. Oh, man, I just love that he named his little trio, the Golden Striker Trio, after the modern jazz quartet's John Lewis composition of the same name from 1960. What you heard was something from San Sebastian, a Ron Carter composition called Candlelight, with the guitarist Russell Malone and the late, great Mulgrew Miller on piano. So beautiful. And that, by the way, was recorded by a German label called In and Out for the sold-out performance that Ron did with the guys, those magnificent men, on their 2012 tour. So glad that that was captured on audio, because we have to revere our legends. You know, I've said this, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Whew. Thanks to everybody that was with us today. We're going to play one last song. And if my special little person is listening, he knows what that song is. To everybody who joined us today, even part of the time, Griselda and Beach and Yolanda and Matt and Ray Mack, yay, who just joined us. And speaking of which, let us just say happy birthday to Gary Fuston. It's tomorrow. We're recording this on the 6th of September. His birthday is the 7th. Happy birthday, Gary. GHP Radio, love you. Such a sweetheart of a guy. We'll have Gary and we'll have Gino Goss on the show coming up soon. The way things are looking, by the way, in September, whoa! And I just want to tell you who's coming up, matter of fact. I'm going to keep next Tuesday a little bit of a secret. Okay? Yeah, because we're cooking up something. But Fernanda Cunha is going to be coming next Thursday, and we'll be talking to her from Brazil. Yeah, I'm so excited. And Nevo Du is rescheduling for the 17th. Carl Filipiak, one of the greatest guitarists that ever took a breath, coming up on the 19th. We are going to have Warren Wolf, hometown hero, on the 24th. I'm a little excited about that. He's keeping company with Tim Green and all those cats. And he's the one that Gary Burton said of, he's passing the torch to him on the vibes. That's special. And closing out the month will be Chuck Loeb. Yes, indeedy, everybody. Let's play our guy, shall we? Beach and Grizz and Yolanda, all the ladies say yes to Darryl F. Walker. This is the vocal from East Bay Souls 2.0. You know what song I'm going to play, maybe? Love of My Life on Hyper Jazz. Oh, yeah.
I still can remember just how it began. A friend introduced us, and I took her hand. Then something went through us, and she felt it too. Someone said something, but no words came through. Against us, our two separate hearts, we burned in the evening, and then we would part. Her voice would come to me, and soon I would know.
Okay, somebody needs to get the towels out again. Seriously? Oh, Daryl Walker will so enjoy that. Love of my life. And the last time we checked in with Greg Adams from East Bay Soul, wonderful person that he is, he so appreciated the initial contact with Daryl Walker because he and Andrea had gone through so many vocalists to try to determine who was going to be the best fit for East Bay Soul. And when they heard Daryl, they went, they were almost speechless. So to hear him sing a song that they had a hand in writing was really sort of a moment that they'll never forget. Isn't that great? East Bay Soul 2.0, Love of My Life. And listen, do not forget that you must go to DarylFWalker.com. You know why you're going there, right? Because you've got to buy his new EP, hold me. You got to do it because he's got Yamo Be There on it, See You Through It All, Hard Habit to Break. Hold me and be there for you. The towel, please. Chuck, my manservant, give me the towel. I don't want you to wear the towel. I want you to hand it to me. Oh, I have to tell him to do everything. Look, just because somebody is good looking doesn't mean they have a lot going upstairs. You know what I mean? Thank you to everybody who joined us. Yay! Yolanda, please feel better. Please, YolandaBellPhotography.com. Trying to get the sister some money. Yeah, trying to find her some work here. She's doing fine, trust me. Everybody, pray for anybody who doesn't have work. I know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel now, but look, I'm just saying, people will go anonymous, who I'm thinking about right now, but pray for jobs for everybody. So everybody's got their money coming in. They can go and support musical acts, which is the reason why Hybrid Jazz is doing what it's doing. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you next time around with a surprise guest. I'm not telling. See you soon.